Reconcile who I was with, who I am and try to be. Just a statue in a snow globe. At my best when you come shake things up for me. Hold my breath in shallow water, waiting patient for the tide. Hard to tell now if I'm drowning or if this is just a way to get baptized.
So what do you do in the face of that suffering? Try to reduce it. Start with yourself. What good are you? Get yourself together for Christ's sake so that when your father dies, you're not whining away in a corner and you can help plan the funeral and you can stand up solidly so that people can rely on you. That's better. Don't be a damn victim. Of course you're a victim. Jesus, obviously. Put yourself together. And then maybe if you put yourself together, you know how to do that. You know what's wrong with you, if you'll admit it. You know there's a few things you could like polish up a little bit that you might even be able to manage in your insufficient present condition. And so you might shine yourself up a little bit and then your eyes will be a little more open. And then you can shine yourself up a little bit more. And then maybe you could bring your family together instead of having them be the hateful, spiteful, neurotic, infighting batch that you're like doomed to spend Christmas with. Well, that's hard. It takes responsibility. And I think, you know, if you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life, everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters.